Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Kia ora, Rob. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I just thought you explained something like that. That was such a good tune. My mind wandered and I forgot what I was doing.
Classic. Well, it's nice to hear from you.
I was sitting there drinking a cup of tea and I said, oh, this is fantastic. Oh, that's right. Right, okay.
I'm on the radio.
Before I get into it, I've just got to explain how I arrived at what I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
When my head's full up and I just can't take anything else in and I've just had enough of everything, I like to read because that completely consumes me, right? My favourite thing to read about are strange laws that are still on the statute books.
You do love a good weird law that's still in existence.
And as I was reading them, some of them are just, I could have made them up. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I will. I'm going to make one up. And
okay.
I'm going to tell you three real ones.
Okay, three real ones and a false one. I am famously bad at this game, so...
Yeah, I know. I'm banking on that. Before I do, I'm just going to give you three real quick examples of what you're going up against. And all these are kosher, right? They're 100%
okay.
Real. Right. In Oklahoma, you can get arrested for making faces at a dog.
At a dog?
At a dog.
Right? Ugh. In Salt Lake City, it's illegal to walk down the street carrying a violin in a paper bag.
What? This is a real law. These are not the ones you're trying to test us on. These are all bona fide.
That's why I'm telling you these, just to see what you're going up against.
Okay.
One more. I had to read this one more than once because it didn't make any sense first time, so I really thought about it. It's illegal in Vermont to prohibit clotheslines or other energy devices based on renewable resources.
What? In Vermont, it's illegal for anything that's based on renewable resources?
No, to prohibit. So if you're going to park the washing line, I can go up to you and go, oi, what do you know, you can't do that there, mate.
Okay. Well, in some ways that makes sense, but it's crazy to me that you need that written into the law.
I know. All these, I was just thinking when I was reading this before you phoned me up, just imagine if you was on that three strikes and you're out thing in America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you got caught making a face at a dog.
You do that again, I'm going to get you.
Yeah,
also, like, it's so vague. What sort of face? A smile? A scowl? Can you not...
Not a nice face.
You're being rude to the dog.
Because you could just get arrested because when you think about it, you're making faces all the time because you've got a face.
Yeah,
this is true. Also, Zoe has like no poker face. I've learned from working with Zoe. So if you know any thought that's passing through Zoe's head, will come out on her face. So if,
at least you know I'm honest.
If you don't like your dog, you're not going to be able to hide that.
No.
Can I give you a bit of advice though? You know what the best poker face is? A smile. Smile all the time.
Okay.
Good one. Right. So this is the three, right?
Okay. These are the ones that may or may not be true.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
the Metropolitan Police Act of 1839 says it's against the law to knock on someone's door and run away.
Okay.
I've done that.
You could get done for that.
I could. Maybe.
Oh, actually, no, there is three. I'm just going to give you... In Melbourne, it's legal to fly a kite in a public space if it annoys anyone else. In actual fact, you cannot play any game in a public place if it annoys anybody.
Oh. I hope that's not true.
Yeah.
Could you imagine phoning the police up and saying, listen, I've just been at the park and someone's playing Scrabble really aggressively.
These guys are playing chess and I don't like it.
Yeah, they were spelling swears. Anyway, right. In Horsehead, New Hampshire, it's against the law to use motorised lawnmowers and chainsaws before 8 a.m. or after 6 p.m. Monday to Friday before 10 a.m. and after 5 p.m.
I like the idea that if that one's true, they just had a really boring meeting where they sat down and they were like, right, let's get some times and some dates because this is not...
All these laws, I know laws are personal, but these are actually happening to an individual like someone in London City, and someone keeps knocking on their door, and I think, well, I've had enough of this.
I'm giving the cops a call.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make it against the law. The lawmakers that made these laws. It obviously happened to them.
Yeah, it's definitely... It feels like that happened to an MP or something, and they're like, we've got to do something about this.
Right. Silly.
Okay, last one. In Rockville, Maryland, it's illegal to curse or swear on or near a street or within hearing distance of anyone.
What? Okay, this is... I really have no idea which could be the false one here, because they all seem outlandish to me, but then they also all seem kind of possible.
That's why I had to tell you those other ones, just to show you how ridiculous these things are. In actual fact, New Zealand, I checked New Zealand out, and a lot of the laws that are ridiculous, they got rid of them. But the one law I love here is that you can't set off fireworks if there's a whale in Wellington Harbour.
That's, I mean, to be honest, that kind of makes sense. But
when you look at the backstory of that, if you read that from another country, you'd think, what?
You'd be like, what on earth? Yeah, but actually, you know, that one does kind of make sense. So maybe, you know, in Melbourne, they're all like, it's so annoying how angry the Scrabble players are. Like, we just could not be dealing with it.
I think...
I don't know why we're picking on Scrabble. Maybe it's because I can't play it, because I can't spell properly. I just spell phonetically.
Fair enough. We should have a phonetic version of Scrabble. Okay, so let's recap here. We've got you...
knocking on people's door and running away.
Yeah, knocking on people's door and running away. You've got you can't fly a kite in a public place or play a game that's going to annoy anybody else.
Lawnmower and chainsaws.
Yep, the times for the lawnmowers and the chainsaws. And
swearing.
Swearing on or near a street. You can't do that.
Yep.
What do you reckon, Zoe?
I think the kite one is fake. I just think... That is so ridiculous.
I reckon that's why it's probably real. I'm going to say I think the kite's real. I'm going to go with the chainsaws because that one's the most like dry to me. So I'm like, surely that one, that's got to be the fake one. I would like to know what the listeners think though. So 5395, text us which one of those is not real, why you reckon it is. And we're going to listen to your song, Rob, in the meantime and bring you back. How does that sound?
Yes, well, I thought I'd choose something slightly crime related. I chose bank robber.
Excellent, okay. Well, let's jump into this and we'll bring you back in a few minutes.
Yes.
Text in what you reckon the lie is and why you reckon it's the lie. 5395.
Love.
You there, Rob?
Yes, I am.
All right, good choice of a track here, Bank Robber by The Clash. We have got some good texts in from people who reckon they know slash don't know. Someone's contradicting me. I reckon the chainsaw one's fake because it sounds like the least outlandish of all of them. But this person says that they reckon the chainsaw one is real. Well, at least they bloody hope so. When people have started up their chainsaws too early, I've gone and told them that I'll call the cops on them. I mean, ACAB all day, but also it is really annoying.
Headphones, man, just put headphones on. Just, you know.
Oh, mate.
I definitely like that rage I feel when it's really early and someone's cutting their lawns. Like, I don't know I've ever felt it in any other part of my life. It is pure and it's terrifying to me.
I think it's a special thing in lockdown as well because everyone's just at home all the time. So you're like, why are you doing it?
How dare you want a nice garden?
You become suddenly aware of how often like your neighbours trim their hedge or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a few reckoning that that one is real because it seems legit. We've had someone reckon also that the Vermont one is real because they think Vermont is conservative enough to be concerned about swearing on the street. I don't really know enough about Vermont to back that up one way or the other, but maybe?
Oh, actually, it was in Maryland.
Oh, in Maryland. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that still checks out.
Vermont was the clothesline one.
Oh, we're getting our wires crossed here.
Someone thinks that the dog one is fake. And, I mean, I want to believe that's fake because I think it's silly.
It's great as well. I'm getting an insight into how people think my mind works.
Yes. Yeah. This is like going to therapy, Rob.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got, I would say, giving it a skim down here, I reckon we've got mostly people thinking it's either the dog or the kite thing from Melbourne. Okay. What are you going with your final answer here, Zoe?
I'm sticking to what I said before. I think the kite and the playing games in public one is fake because it's mean. Okay. Let the kids fly their kites.
What if it's like some annoying person you don't like doing it, though?
I still don't think it should be illegal.
There you go. You've got strong moral standing there. Okay, I'm going to stay with the chainsaw thing. But what is it, Rob? What's the truth in the monks?
Well, you are correct.
Me or Zoe?
You are.
Me?
What?
I'm never right at this.
Well, I think it's right. I was sitting there, just, your mind was wandering. I was thinking, please say it isn't. And that is because when I was reading my book, at 7 o'clock in the night,
yes,
some person decided to start mowing the lawn, and then the next door neighbour started chainsawing.
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
God,
why isn't this against the law? This is against the law.
Oh, Rob.
I can't believe the kite one's real. I'm a bit mad. Yeah.
Outrageous, isn't it?
I think it's so funny that you can't pull a face at a dog. I'd like to see some like case where they have like an image, like an artist's reconstruction of the face you had to pull at the dog to end up in court over it.
Seriously, if you've got a spare few minutes, you probably have. Check out these things, but check out America and the UK. They got the best ones. The English ones go back like hundreds and hundreds of years. Like it's still legal if you're in Hereford, to fire a bow into Wales and kill a Welshman.
Well, I mean, you'd hope it would be, but also that is, like, specifically niche. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's some crazy ones. I could have done the whole month on them. They're just, I love them.
There's a lot of people agreeing with you that it should be illegal, though, Rob. Someone says,
without a doubt.
Working from home, locked down, there always seems to be someone mowing their blooming lawns.
There's nothing else to do.
And then they do it in ring race. Like, you say, right, everybody mow your lawns at 10 o'clock. Not, if one finishes and no one goes, you know what, I think I'm going to like annoy everybody for 20 half an hour now.
The whole country just buzzes with the sound of lawnmowers at 10 a.m. I've never got
it's
it right
like
before.
Lawnmower Mexican wave, that's what it is.
Exactly. I've never got it right before. I'm stoked this morning. This has made my whole week, Rob.
I was convinced that I was right, and I was like, oh, Rachel, she's going to get it wrong.
Zoe got me last time, so I feel quite vindicated now. That ruined my month.
Hey, thank you very much, Rob. We'll see you in the studio hopefully soon, very soon now. So we'll look forward to that. Have a great week until then.
Yes, thank you. And goodbye, everybody at B. Enjoy yourself.
Ka kite. See ya.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much.